This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready for a delicious broadcast today? I've already had my delicious. I may have some more as we carry on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome. Good morning on the West Coast. Good afternoon on the East Coast. Listening in through GCN or live with me at the Vitality Bistro, my favorite raw, organic, vegan restaurant that from time to time they invite me to go ahead and blast out to the world while nourishing me simultaneously. Thank you, Purusha. Thank you to Cassiopeia and everybody that's supporting this broadcast and folks that are here in studio, as we call it, our remote studio. Just enjoy being out and about and eating well. And Super Don, you'll be happy to know that I ate my brunch before I got on the air.
No smacking lips on this show today, huh?
Mm-hmm. I just had maca pancakes. Maca pancakes. I took a picture, and I don't know if you saw it. It's up there on Facebook and Twitter. But you can see what you're missing if you're not coming to brunch at the Vitality Bistro. Hi, welcome, welcome. So we next couple of hours, wide open on the phone lines. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I dove into some food here. In fact, you know what I dove into first this morning, Super Don?
I'm guessing it wasn't the swimming pool in the backyard.
No, it was the soil. It was the garden. I was digging, planting, removing things. We went had a great event yesterday at a natural farm, which is an organic farming place in a place called Howie in the Hills. Luke from Paris, from France, he has an organic garden and an organic family, and he's teaching people how to make food forests out of their yard. And it's an absolutely astonishing and important thing to have happen, and I'm excited anytime I get to participate when I'm not out of town. And I got some, what did he give us all at the end of that seminar? We were talking avocados again, which I love, but he gave me a couple of stalks of sugar cane. Sugar cane. Have you ever had sugar cane straight from the actual cane?
Many years ago, when I took a trip as a kid to Hawaii, I had the opportunity to do that.
So they're growing organic sugar cane. Got a couple of stalks, cut them up, and you kind of peel them back to a point where you can chew on them, right? You can kind of whittle them with a sharp knife. I cut my thumb doing it. I kind of knew I would, but I had the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. I'm looking at my thumb right now. It's already sealed up, and it's, you know, it's a deep cut, but it's good to go already because of the silver. And speaking of silver, I know Captain Morgan wants to keep reminding everybody. My second book, first book, of course, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. Second book is all about silver. And I've been studying it for over a decade now, and it's about time to put what I know out there in book form. It's pretty intense. I'm going through it. I'm about 84 pages into my review of about 120 approximately pages. It's a pretty, I'm not going to say it's a heavier book, but silver is a little bit weighty and an important discussion to have. But there's a lot of science in it. I'm, of course, sharing a lot of my experiences working with people and helping them to reverse their diseases, including MS, which I don't think I've discussed that protocol in, even in Unlock the Power to Heal. So there's a lot to look forward to, folks, in terms of bringing that power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. So, what we do is we peel the sugar cane and you chew on it. It's got an insoluble fiber, so you really can't swallow it all, but the juice comes out. It's got one of the critical minerals that are robbed from all sugar sources. When you get sugar added to things, particularly if it's high fructose corn syrup, but don't get me started on that GMO issue. The sugar that is mostly refined has lost all of the minerals that make it utilizable safely by the body. The particular chemical or element, trace mineral, is GTF chromium. It's chromium. Chromium, why does it come into such high content in a sugar cane? Because nature knows that we need the chromium molecules to deliver the sugar safely into the cells, unload them, and also pull them back out of the cells when necessary. Without the chromium, it doesn't matter how much insulin you have, or don't have, in fact. So that's a critical supplement that I always encourage folks to adjust on a daily basis, particularly to reverse type 2 diabetes and hypoglycemia. But certainly if you're going to eat a sweet treat, take an extra 100 micrograms of a whole food form of chromium. But of course, with the sugar cane, it contains a lot of that chromium if the soils haven't been robbed or if it hasn't been refined already. Not many people know that or talk about that when it comes to ingesting sugar. Refined carbohydrates, stay away from, but the whole plant, there is benefit, but you still want to clean your teeth because the sugar that's left, even however natural it is, on your teeth afterwards can be a breeding ground for bacteria. Yeah, you could always swish and swirl with a little bit of silver hydrosol as well. So, little tip on sugar cane for you there, Super Don.
Not a topic we cover very often. That's cool.
No, I was chewing on it this morning. I brought some to my friends here at Vitality Bistro because you can make some pretty cool stuff and even some neat drinks with pure, raw, organic sugar cane.
And it's funny, when it comes to sugar cane, you know, people, I think, automatically, or maybe I'm just weird, but when you hear sugar cane, you think Hawaii, right? That's Hawaiian sugar cane, right? But
no,
sugar cane actually
is
grown, yeah, okay, or Jamaica, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably wouldn't think Louisiana. But believe it or not, there's a lot of sugarcane that is grown in Louisiana. I found that out just a couple of months ago.
Well, and Florida. Because you travel through certain areas of Florida, it stinks to high heavens where they're processing the sugarcane.
But it's not grown as much as it used to. And that's because of all the sugar subsidies.
Sugar subsidies heading toward corn. That's GMO corn into high fructose corn syrup. It's pure poison, folks. Stay away from it. Of course, we got stevia growing in my garden. You can use stevia as a non-nutritive sweetener, grow it organically, and you can process the leaves yourselves. Of course, you can get it already processed in health food stores, and I know a lot of people where they can't grow stevia. Maybe that's the only option they have, but that's another great option for you. So we'll talk food today because I'm here at the Vitality Bistro in lovely little Mount Dora, Florida. 5 years ago, I was here at a health conference, and I was set up at the Lakeside Inn broadcasting. I think I shared a picture from them. You know how the memories pop up in Facebook 5 years ago? I was interviewing Lincoln. Who was with the national or world champion karate guy from Jamaica and Canada. And what a great guy. That kind of started a whole thing rolling up here in Central Florida. So thanks for those of you who have been here all that time. RobertScoutBell.com. Show notes will be up in a little while. Captain Morgan's working on them. I haven't talked with Captain this morning. Have you touched base with her there, Super Don?
No, not really. I had a little bit of communication there on Skype, but haven't had a chance to talk with her yet.
Yeah,
you know, these Sundays, it's the early show, so, you know.
It is. Yeah, and we've been, like I said, I've been spending time out in the garden and got here, set up, and we're ready to rock and roll here. So let's hit our first official story or unofficial story. Gulf War Syndrome documents prove the United Kingdom and the United States military personnel were injected with untested vaccines. You'll see Dr. Garth Nicholson, who I do, in fact, reference in my new book on silver, because he's written about silver, is referencing the fact that these shots that were given to our soldiers in the U.S. and the soldiers there in Great Britain, United Kingdom soldiers, were given so many experimental vaccines that was linked to what's known as Gulf War illness. And if you want to question, you know, who's the enemy here? You send your troops over the sea, overseas, supposedly to fight for freedom. That's, of course, debatable. And then you shoot them up with toxic medicaments and heavy metals and unknown adjuvants, and they end up very ill with Gulf War illness, autoimmune diseases, and seemingly even transmissible to family members when they come back. And so there is a little bit on Gulf War illness that I talk about in my new book on silver. That's why there's a timely article, and you can see it at Health Impact News. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. One of the interviews I did so many years ago, and Super Don, I don't know if we have audio of that all these years later, of the interviews I did with Gary Matsumoto, who wrote the book Vaccine A, all about the anthrax vaccine.
Right.
That goes way back. I was, I think, before your time, I think. Maybe back
in the early
2000s. I'm sorry, I just took a sip of my carrot combination juice, my morning sunrise juice. I know. That doesn't count as eating, does it?
That's all right. Yeah. You just, you know, everybody listening now is thirsty, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Well, the U.S. and U.K. soldiers were given anthrax, bubonic plague, cholera, typhoid, yellow fever, hep A, hep B, and meningitis vaccines. And, you know, these soldiers had no earthly idea what they were getting injected with. Now, if you combine that with environmental toxic exposures, burning oil fields, etc., and it was an absolute disaster. And yet our troops are regularly considered cannon fodder, but also cannon fodder for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, not just the military one. And where one ends and the other begins, it's hard to say anymore. And yet those who are, let's say, the patriots, right, those who are into mass patriotism, hopefully not blind patriotism, because I believe patriotism requires, if you will, I can say that requires, but questioning of your government and its policies. That's true patriotism. But the idea that, again, we would just sabotage and damage the troops being sent around the world in this way is still disgusting for those of you who are very big, ardent, and loud supporters of the military. And, of course, it's part of our immune system. It is a constitutional duty of the United States. It's not unconstitutional to have a military. But to abuse them the way that they are abused with vaccines, they have become, again, the guinea pigs for big pharma. And, of course, then they begin to try and roll it out to the public at large as they continue to move toward mandating vaccines, not just for children, but for adults as well. And that is what's coming up, folks. That is why I'm going to be in Ormond Beach tomorrow, all afternoon into the evening. And the plan is to broadcast the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the Vaxxed bus. They're going to be in Ormond Beach at Love Whole Foods. Mitch is hosting us there. Love Whole Foods, which I think I broadcasted there once before with Aaron from Health Nut News. And rumor has it we might see Dr. Joe Mercola tomorrow as well, Super Don. So that's going to be an interesting event tomorrow in Ormond Beach.
Yeah, looking forward to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I know that we are supposed to have bumper music, and here he comes. First break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon, live from the Vitality Bistro. Check them out, vitalitybistro.com. Great place to have food that you will be uplifted, nutrified, and happy that you've eaten. And you'll tell your friends as well, and you'll come back. We'll be here for the next hour and 40 minutes broadcasting live if you'd like to have some brunch with us here. For now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the non-GMO label, annoying chemical and organic farmers. What?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, yumming it out to the world. Yumming it. Is that a word? Yumming it? Yumming it out to the world. Right? That's when I do this from Vitality Bistro, it's so yummy, I have to yum it out.
We need to come up with a dictionary of your own, you know?
Right.
Forget the Oxford Dictionary. Who needs that, right?
Over the years, I have come up with a few words, have I not? Yeah, you know, it's like, let's get together and hug it out. No, let's get together and yum it out. I like that.
There you go.
All right, if you want to yum it out with me, you can call me right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the place for health freedom and healing liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We begin our broadcast week this very day when y'all are watching football out there, not here, of course. You got the sound turned down, and you're listening to, information that could save your life, can reverse disease, can prevent disease genuinely without permission of any government agency anywhere. I know that's outrageous, but that's what you got to deal with on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, milk. Not everybody drinks milk. I'm not saying milk needs to be consumed for everybody all of the time, but some people are healed by it. It is part of the natural order. That was the first thing we get from our moms, hopefully. But the issue of non-GMO milk, why would we even be thinking of genetically engineered milk? Because of recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH, from Monsanto all those years ago. They stimulated these cows into producing so much milk. Of course, they would get lots of infections. There would be all kinds of nasty things happening. And I don't want to upset anybody's appetite, but then they had to give them loads of antibiotics. And that was problematic, too. So now, after all of these years, there's actually an approved non-GMO milk label. Non-GMO milk label. Now, of course, if you're doing almond milk, if you're doing I suppose goat's milk, but let's see if we do the more of the nut milks, hemp milk and things. These have all been, you know, optional. If you can see organic, that would mean they're non-GMO by definition. But what about milk, right, that we're used to before we had all these nut milks? The GMO label seemingly would be an improvement. At least you can choose, but it isn't only the conventional chemical factory farm milk people that are upset. Apparently, the organic farmers are upset by the non-GMO label on milk. Super Don, is this because people assume that if it's non-GMO, it has to be organic, and that's why it's confusing? Maybe because you wouldn't think the organic farmers would be upset because they're already non-GMO.
That was kind of the interesting twist to this story. And apparently what's going on is the organic farmers feel that the non-GMO designation takes away from organic certification, which
right.
is, you know, that already requires the farmers to avoid using any kind of GMO seed or feed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So they feel like it's taken away from what they've, you know, listen, organic certification is not an easy thing. It's a difficult mm-hmm. thing. It's an expensive thing. And so I can kind of understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, well, exactly. And listen, if you are going to consume milk from animals, please make sure it's raw and real and that the animals are, you know, treated nicely if that's possible. Also, be sure that they are not loaded with antibiotics. They are not loaded with GMOs that they're being fed. And that's another issue. As you go out into the world, to the mainstream supermarkets of the world to buy organic things, even if you think you're buying natural products, many times the animals are fed genetically engineered grains, for instance. And that means, of course, the corruption of whatever product comes from them. So staying closer to the lower on the food chain, so to speak, and cleaning up what you're doing, hopefully growing some food in your backyard or coming to a place like Vitality Bistro can make a huge difference. And, of course, coconut milk, another great milk that I rather like a lot, and it's not genetically engineered. So interesting, though, of course, the non-GMO label upsetting to conventional farmers because that puts a spotlight on them as to what they are feeding their animals. And, of course, it's an absolute mess. But once again, even if you're buying organic milk in the stores, if it's not raw, it's been pasteurized, maybe even homogenized, and that alters the integrity of the proteins and other things in there, making it less viable for consumption. So even if it's cleaner than non-organic milk, it is still problematic as far as a food to consume for your benefit. Again, that's why we're here at the Vitality Bistro, largely raw. We'd like you to go more raw than not. Even if it's one step toward that, it's better than no steps toward that. But if you want to learn how to do that, you come to a place like this and you can connect with the folks that know how to do it. They'll have classes here sometimes, and probably in your city, wherever you are, there are places to learn about how you can go a little bit more raw. Well, that's it for this segment. We've got some warnings related to antibiotics. Big surprise. A third of them have black box warning labels, but evidently they're being prescribed just as much as ever. Why this is something that could be a big problem for our kids especially. When we come back on this break, from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here first, I get to try it. Isn't that right, Cassie? I get to try everybody's food before they eat it, right? That's it. So welcome to the Welcome to the Vitality Bistro. You guys enjoy a large organic meal. You will be healthier and happier and uplifted for it. And me too, because I'll be eating your food as well. Just kidding, of course. So we have got concerns, of course, with our health and healing related to infections. This is a big deal. You've heard about the concerns with antibiotic resistance, the growing antibiotic resistance that's out there. It turns out that one-third of all prescription drugs still contain a very toxic ingredient despite black box warning labels, right? The FDA says that the most dangerous of drugs have to have a black box warning to warn you. Guess what the vast majority of those drugs are? They're fluoroquinolones. Those are the antibiotics that are known like Cipro, ciprofloxacin, and quinolones as well. And they have an added, guess what, fluoride atom. How many of you want more fluoride in your water? No, I don't think so. So this is very problematic because they're very widely prescribed. They're all almost given out, prescribed like candy. And, of course, we talk about wanting to eat cleaner foods. You've got to realize that the water coming out through the municipal systems, they don't really filter out for the drug metabolites. So even if you're not taking these antibiotics, there are residues that they find in the environment and coming back through the water, which is why, you know, even here at Vitality Bistro, they purify all of the water, which is very important to clean up everything that goes into you. And, of course, you know, we don't have total control of our environment, but if you're growing food locally, that's already a huge step in the right direction. Hopefully you're growing it organically as well. And a place like the Vitality Bistro does that, gets a lot local as well, has their own gardens. And some of their products are available as well at the local health food store called the Health Basket, which is kind of cool. We may talk more about that as far as the things you can get in a health food store. So glad to be here. But Super Don, last time you were prescribed an antibiotic, is that too personal? Because it's been a while since we've been together, and we make sure you have silver enough, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to remember when that was. I think it was years and years ago. I don't even remember what it was that they prescribed me, to be honest with you. It's been so long.
So long. Yeah, yeah. And in my book that I'm writing on silver, again, I'm in the home stretch on this thing. Obviously, a big part of the discussion in my new book is talking about the danger of antibiotics, the fact that there's so much resistance that in some cases there's absolute total resistance, and they keep trying to throw stronger and stronger and more powerful drugs at people. And the drug industry is basically now refusing to investigate new drugs because they think it's not profitable enough, because an antibiotic you're just on for a few days to a few weeks and you're done. They like only drugs that you could be put on for the rest of your life. And, of course, that's not feasible with these fluoroquinolones, especially because of the toxic nature of them. You're talking about being on them, and you could have ruptured tendons as a side effect of the drug. And that's not even discussing the damage to your gastrointestinal tract, the inflammation and rampant destruction of the lining of your gut, creating leaky gut and all kinds of problems from there. So we can't keep going into more powerful and more powerful and more powerful, because we only devastate our bodies more rapidly. And ultimately, the bugs just laugh at us because they begin to eat these antibiotics like Cipro for lunch. You know, it kills them for a while, then they express new DNA, and suddenly it's like, wow, that's a sweet treat. Let me have some more. Send all the antibiotics you want. It's not happening. But, of course, with the fluoroquinolones, the added detriment is fluoride. Fluoride is a known neurotoxic component. It actually increases the uptake of heavy metals from all environmental sources. So let's say, like the folks up in Flint, Michigan, they have, of course, the lead in the water supply. If they also fluoridate the water supply, they actually increase the uptake of this of these heavy metals into their system. Not only lead, but other trace elements that may be there in lower quantities, not as dangerous, but because the fluoride is present, it is bringing that into the system and damaging your brain, especially, and the nervous system. So it's a very, very important thing that we begin to clean up our act here and reduce our reliance on these antibiotics, and including, as I mentioned, if you happen to not be vegetarian and you eat animals that are grown with antibiotics, that, of course, will impact you as well. So it isn't only about what you have been prescribed, but it's about others as well. So big problem. And Super Don, our favorite institution, the Centers for Disease Creation, the CDC, they did a study. Yay, boo. They did a study that finds increased use, so I'm not making this up, increased use of these powerful antibiotics in all U.S. hospitals.
Which is a problem, because I don't know how many years it's been now that the topic of antibiotic resistance has been at the forefront of the news cycle. I mean, literally, I think just days ago, it was something that was addressed by the United Nations. I mean, it's become such a problem globally. And it's being recognized as a problem, and they keep talking about how, oh, we're going to put this program together that's going to get doctors to prescribe less antibiotics, and we're going to, you know, put out their awareness of antibiotic resistance and all this stuff. And, you know, years later, they do a survey, and they find out that the hospitals are actually prescribing more than they were years ago. So, you know, duh, hello, why? I mean, it's just, I don't know why it is that people just don't seem to get it. And it's a complicated problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's not like you can just, there's a silver bullet.
Wait a second.
To stop the situation.
Wait a second. Did you just say the magic word?
Well, okay, look. rhetorically speaking, a silver bullet, because yes, obviously silver and the use of silver and other, you know, antimicrobial agents that do not come from the pharmaceutical industry,
right?
You know, we could solve the problem, but it's very complicated because you've got the pharmaceutical companies, you've got the doctors, and you've got people. Okay, and those three things all together, how do you change the cycle there? How do you compete with the big machine of the pharmaceutical industry, the doctors with their training, and people who have become brainwashed into thinking they need an antibiotic for everything?
Yeah, you're right. By the way, welcome to Vitality Bistro. We got more people joining us on the radio show here while they're going to eat an organic brunch. Raw vegan here in Mount Dora, Florida. There's no silver bullet, yet there is. That's the irony. And, of course, it begs the question, if there is so much peer-reviewed literature that supports the use of the right form of silver in terms of counteracting antibiotic-resistant bugs and even those that aren't antibiotic-resistant, why aren't they embracing it?
There's no money in it.
You got it. The economic model for the pharmaceutical industrial complex is about monopoly. It's about synthesizing and patenting a form of something from nature that cannot be used or made by anybody else. Therefore, you can charge 1,000 times the cost that it actually is to make it. And, of course, they claim that the reason that they charge so much is to support research efforts, when in reality, what they're spending the bulk of their money on is not research, but advertising direct to consumer. Now, you don't see a lot of antibiotic advertising direct to consumer because they're not really interested in selling antibiotics because, as I said, they're one-time use, they're done, even though there's a lot of repetitive use.
The majority of antibiotics that are out there have all gone generic. So, you don't have that bottom dollar. And, you know, I was thinking, though, you know, we covered that story last week. About Abbott and their selling of OxyContin. Maybe that's what they should start doing. Maybe you could now become the Duke of Silver Hydrosol. Right?
Yeah. On Friday's show, we talked about the way that they got OxyContin to market, and they use these terms that are unbelievable. You can go back and listen to the archives of the show at GCN, our syndicator, but also through SoundCloud, another way to get it, and, of course, around the world, UK Health Radio.
Colloidal silver. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, listen, you know, I've talked about the fact, and again, I'm going to write about this in the book, that the drug industry is trying to find ways to engineer silver nanoparticles into the antibiotics, because in that way they believe that it can patent the technology and then resell the drugs that no longer work and pretend that they work. Now, the irony there, of course, is if your drug doesn't work and then you add silver to it and it works, don't you think it's the silver and not the drug? But that doesn't matter to them, because you would then be able to buy it at pennies on the dollar, and anybody could either make it or you find the right manufacturer that's doing it the cleanest and the most consistent, and you would go there and spend a couple of dollars relative to what it would cost to have the engineered drug have a monopoly, you know, instead of a bottle of sovereign silver, you know, 8 ounces for like $30 or $25, whatever it is, you would have a pill or some form of a liquid that would cost $300 per dose. That's the way that game is played. And yes, the science is there to support the use of silver as a broad-spectrum antimicrobial without resistance, without collateral damage to your cells. But the reason your government doesn't endorse it and embrace it is because they've been captured. The regulatory agencies like the FDA and other bureaucratic oligarchical institutions like CDC or even the NIH and the money that they get from the pharmaceutical industry is such that it overwhelms their ability to be a real scientist. I mean, they might be trying to be. There might be good people there doing work underground, so to speak. But what comes out, as you know, is largely corrupt. Case in point, the CDC covering up and suppressing the whistleblower, William Thompson, the PhD, who said, you know what, we suppressed data, we hid data, we trashed data that linked the MMR vaccine to autism. This is big. This is why that movie, Vax from Cover-Up to Catastrophe, is so important to get out there. You can stream it live. You can buy it now. You can showcase it in local theaters, all kinds of ways to do it. And why tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll be broadcasting live from the Vax bus at Ormond Beach, Love Whole Foods. And so we'll be there all afternoon talking with parents, taking the stories, the histories. There's a lot of tragedies that have happened to children who have been injured by vaccines. And we'll be getting that out on the air tomorrow. You'll look for us on the Twitter feed. There's also Periscope and Facebook Live. You can follow us there. In the meantime, we'll continue deliciously broadcasting this afternoon from the Vitality Bistro. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And, of course, you can find Vitality Bistro at vitalitybistro.com. Now, Super Don, before we're finished with this hour, I got to go back into the dirt. I miss my garden already, even though I'm only here for a couple of hours. You wouldn't mind.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about gardening and particularly how it's beneficial for your kids. Get your kids out in the dirt. Let them play in the dirt. No, it's not going to harm them. It will help them. We'll talk to you how that's possible after this break. If you'd like to call in and be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Got another hour to go as well here at Vitality Bistro. If you want to drop in for a healthy organic brunch, I'll have some of your food as well. Okay, folks, stick with us. Back with more powerful healing and delicious food after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil in One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, back to the garden here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're practically in the garden at Vitality Bistro. The food's so fresh and mostly raw. Of course, vegan here, and enjoyed my brunch already and had a nice juice. Now I'm just going to wash it down with some, just stay hydrated for the rest of the show for now until I might have a smoothie, which I'll tell you all about when I get it and order it. But for now, here we go, back to the garden. As I said, I was spending time in the garden this morning and started planting some things for the fall. And by the way, I learned something, Super Don. These nasturtium and marigold, okay? Nasturtium is an edible flower. Marigolds often are, you know, they'll keep certain bugs away. But, of course, the marigolds and nasturtium, the flowers, they attract the bees. So this is a good thing to have. And you can plant them right next to things like your tomato plants or your greens if you're growing kale, which I haven't planted the kale yet, but I'm going to be doing that next. And I was worried because last year we planted nasturtium and marigolds. And then come the beginning of this last summer, they died. I'm like, oh no, what did I do? I felt so bad because, you know, I don't know everything about garden. I'm admitting to you, I'm learning a lot as I go. My mentor, he passed away some years ago, and you know, you go back in, and I've been transient, moving around, and hadn't had a place where I've had my own garden in a while. So, you know, that's what's been the excitement. And again, hats off, love to Liam, chef, our good buddy, for really sparking that. Hopefully, for a lot of us to go back to the garden. And I didn't know, so I brought it up with Luke, the French organic farmer in town. And he said, no, that's pretty normal here in the summer. Those plants don't make it. You would have to either pull them out and, you know, bring them inside, or you just got to replant them. Hopefully you save the seeds. But so I felt good about that. Now, the thing about gardening, especially if you're not already a master gardener, there's so much to learn. Right, I know a lot about a lot of things, homeopathy and silver and healing and digestion and probiotics, all of that stuff. But I don't want to rest on my laurels and stop learning. It was like when I learned that yesterday, I felt so excited, and it was like you're like a kid again going, oh, I didn't know that. And so it's fun not to know everything. I don't know, Super Don, you're a know-it-all, but...
oh, yeah, totally, yes. Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? It's exciting to learn new things.
No, you're right. It is, especially when it's something that you're getting interested in, and you're motivated and enthusiastic about when you learn those little tricks, you know, and that applies to pretty much everything. You know, it kind of mm-hmm. reminds me of, like, every once in a while, you familiar with the term life hack?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see those every once in a while, right? Where it's like, here's an easy way to do this, and you're like, whoa, wow, I just made my life,
a lot easier, yes.
0.01% easier, but but I get it, and I've actually tried the growing some things here and there and stuff, and mm-hmm. it's cool when you've never done it before, and you put the seed in there, or you transplant the little plant, and then all of a sudden there's something there that you can actually pick and eat. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, we had so many tomatoes last year. I'm not a big tomato fan unless they're turned into something that doesn't look like a tomato. But my wife loves them. She was just gobbling them up. We saved I don't know how much on just tomatoes alone. Good organic, yummy stuff. So I just planted some tomatoes this morning, which was great. By the way, the article that stimulates this discussion right now would be a moment of dub, but I'm not in studio. Gardening may give kids' diets a boost. Gardening may give kids' diet a boost. Now, you think if they're growing the stuff, they're excited about it, they're engaged in it, and they're likely to eat more vegetables. And it's true. They're showing that it's true that kids that garden, eating healthier, eating a more diverse diet, and not as finicky about the food that they don't know where it comes from, because now they did and they had a hand in it. They had a part in it. And that's a difference maker, Super Don.
Absolutely. And like you said, it should be a moment of dub, but it's also got a good message to it, where you can learn something from that story. Whereas, it might seem obvious that if a kid is growing vegetables, that he might eat more vegetables. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can look at it as, hey, you know what? You want to get your kids to eat more vegetables? This is what you got to do.
Have them grow some, right. Participants divided into four groups. Okay, the study found that 30% of the students that gardened as a child and 38% had currently gardened. These students ate three cups of fruit and vegetables daily, about a half a cup more than their peers who never gardened. But it is significant, even a half cup more of fruits and vegetables relative to the standard American diet and the kids like me who never grew up knowing what a garden was, reading about it in books but never getting our hands in the dirt. Get out there. I'm going to do it again this afternoon after the show. Enjoying my time here at Vitality Bistro. Hope you're enjoying the show. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of it. We've got a whole other hour of healing to go, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.